So the legendary Dragon Warrior Poe himself returns this weekend in theaters with Kung Fu Panda 4. This franchise means so much to me, and I was so excited to go in to see Kung Fu Panda 4. But does it live up to the absolutely amazing first two movies, or is it another disappointment that falls more in line with Kung Fu Panda 3? You can find out in this review, and you can find out whether or not this film is worth your time right here. Kung Fu Panda 4 is directed by Mike Mitchell, first-time director in this franchise, and once again stars the voices of Jack Black, Bryan Cranston, Dustin Hoffman, and Ian McShane, and of course James Hong, but also sees some new voice actors coming in with Viola Davis, Awkwafina, and Ke-Huy Quan. Poe is gearing up to become the spiritual leader of his Valley of Peace, but also needs someone to take his place as Dragon Warrior. As such, he will train a new Kung Fu practitioner for the spot and will encounter a villain called the Chameleon who conjures villains from his past. Hey everyone, welcome back to Movie Morning, and today I'm going to be reviewing Kung Fu Panda 4. Now, I went back to go listen to my most anticipated movie of the year. Not the entire thing, of course, I can't listen to my voice for 20 minutes straight. But I did want to see where I actually ended up placing this on my most anticipated list, because I knew it was very high. But even though it was just 2 months ago, I was pretty shocked to go back and see that I had it at my number 4 most anticipated of the whole year. But I will say, I still think that's pretty accurate, because this franchise, like I mentioned in the opening, means so much to me. The first film was one of my favorite movies, has been for like 15 years, and I've been watching it pretty much yearly for 15 years straight. And the second film, Kung Fu Panda 2, is the first movie I ever remember seeing in movie theaters, and it's a really special movie for me. I probably wouldn't be here reviewing Kung Fu Panda 4 or reviewing anything without seeing a movie that good in theaters at that young of an age that made me want to continue to go back and see movies. This franchise holds a very special place in my heart, especially those first two movies. But Kung Fu Panda 3 was probably one of the most disappointing movies I think I've ever seen in a movie theater. And I know it seems like I'm being very hyperbolic very early on when it comes to an animated franchise that is, at the end of the day, mostly for kids from DreamWorks. But I love DreamWorks. I love a lot of their franchises, especially How to Train Your Dragon. So those are also some of my favorite animated movies ever made. And I had pretty, I wouldn't say high expectations going into Kung Fu Panda 4 before we saw the trailer, but I was expecting something better than Kung Fu Panda 3, because I feel like over the last couple of years with the bad guys and Puss in Boots: The Last Wish, which was awesome, that we were going to get something close to that level when it came to Kung Fu Panda 4. And this movie just being good was enough for me after Kung Fu Panda 3. But unfortunately, as the trailers rolled out and we heard news that the Furious 5 weren't going to be in the movie, my concerns about this movie just kept increasing up until the release day when I went to go see it, opening day, even though I have exams in a couple of days, because the reviews just took forever to come out. And I was pretty concerned, and I went into the movie having a pretty good idea of what I would feel walking out, and I think overall I was pretty right on that, but still hoping that this would live up to the first two movies. Now, keep in mind when I'm reviewing this, that again, this franchise means so much to me. I have a lot of strong feelings when it comes to these movies. I love the first two movies. They're some of my favorite animated movies ever made, and I do think how much I love those movies does play into a lot of my, and I'm just going to go out and say it, disappointment when it comes to Kung Fu Panda 4. And let's get into it. I will start off with the positives, as always. And starting right off, again, Jack Black as Poe is one of my absolute favorite movie characters of all time, and that's not an exaggeration. I'm just related to this character so much since I was a kid for a multitude of different reasons that I'm not going to get into here. But I absolutely love this character, and I feel like Jack Black is just having so much fun playing this role. Every single time you hear him speaking, you can tell how much he loves doing it. Seeing him behind the scenes recording his lines, he looks like he's having a blast. And then again, his inflection, everything about the line delivery when it comes to this character is perfect. All the physical humor with him is still great. And the character as a whole, I think, gets a much more improved arc when it comes to this film than Kung Fu Panda 3, where they just basically rehashed what they did in Kung Fu Panda 2. Here, they actually do find a new direction to take him, and I at least kind of appreciated that. And Jack Black, out of all the celebrity names, quote-unquote, in this film, is really the only one that I would consider an actual voice actor. And you can definitely feel that, especially when he's acting opposite people like Ke-Huy Quan and Awkwafina, who, while I love them in other projects, they aren't voice actors. And Jack Black just feels like he's operating on a completely different pedestal. But again, the line delivery, he is still there, and Poe is still great. He's the best part of the movie, and that's good because he is the title character. But I'm so glad the charm of that character 15 years, 16 years later, still hasn't worn off. And he is the reason that I will not mind watching these movies until the end of time, even if I continuously get disappointed by where they take the story. And just do yourself a favor and stay for the mid-credits. And I don't mean the mid-credits scene. I literally mean stay through the credits, because there's a really nice surprise when it comes to the music that's playing that I think a lot of people are really going to enjoy. The animation is also really cool. This film, I believe, cost half the amount that Kung Fu Panda 3 cost. And I will say, I didn't really notice that. I did feel maybe a bit of a drop in budget. I didn't feel like the animation was quite as well defined. I thought it was a little less vibrant, a little more focused on the texture as opposed to the colors and how, and you know, ambition and when scale. This movie definitely has a smaller scale, I think, compared to both Kung Fu Panda 2 and 3. And I feel like it's a lot more similar to the first film. But even with that small budget, I feel like they were able to do a lot. And a lot of the action scenes are really stunning, very breathtaking, and they're so much fun to watch. There's a great variety in them. There's this really cool, few shots where Poe, there's a really cool one shot where there's a fight scene and a bunch of smoke, and you get to see Poe's silhouette as he's doing a few action scenes. That's the kind of scene where you can kind of tell that maybe they were limited by budget, so they wanted to do something creative and cool, but again, it's very creative. And I kind of wish we got a longer action scene like that, because I think it plays really well in the scene that it occurs in the movie, especially with the tension that's brewing in that scene. And it takes full advantage of the villain, who's the chameleon. I thought the villain, the character itself, I thought was serviceable. I didn't really stand out as something that I liked or didn't like in the movie, but I think they take really good advantage of her in the action scenes, and especially in the third act, where they go all out with her powers, and it gets a ton of fun with how certain things happen. And this movie is also very well paced, like the other three movies, and the animation and a lot of the physical gags are really the biggest reason why. And I think there are moments where this movie really does recapture the magic of the first two movies. Kind of like 3, where there are a lot of moments and a lot of scenes. I would say less so to an extent with this movie compared to 3. But there are absolutely moments and even whole scenes and even whole chunks of the movie where I felt like I was back in the Valley of Peace, like in the Kung Fu Panda world, watching one of these movies, and it made me feel like a kid again. There were moments that really reminded me of why I fell in love with the first two movies in the first place. And a lot of those, I would say, are because of the physical humor and the gags, especially with Poe. And I think a lot of those sequences work a lot better than they did in Kung Fu Panda 3. The opening scenes of this movie, where it starts and the reintroduction of a particular character that all of you love, and then a opening action scene, and then a couple of interactions between Poe and Shifu, all those scenes are my favorite scenes in the whole movie. And when it comes to the first 20 minutes of this movie, it was moving at a rapid pace, but I was loving every single scene. And honestly, based off those first 20 minutes, I was like, we're back. This is what I wanted from this movie. And unfortunately, I just feel like it kind of goes downhill from there. But I still really appreciated those opening 20 minutes where it was exactly what I ever wanted from a continuation of Kung Fu Panda, even if a couple of things were missing. And, you know, the music, there were a couple. I don't think Hans Zimmer really did much on the score here. I think he got replaced by a new co-composer. But whenever the nostalgia hit, it's the reason, and the music a lot of the time was the reason why. And I will also say, I think nostalgia is like a word that's becoming really overused at this point. And I honestly don't think the word encapsulates what I felt through like the opening 20 minutes of this movie. Like the level of how much it reminded me of why I love these movies, the humor, a lot of the dialogue, a lot of the voice acting, Dustin Hoffman as Shifu, I just love. The opening 20 minutes of this movie were exactly what I wanted, and again, nostalgia doesn't capture what I felt in those first 20 minutes. Like, I was so happy. But unfortunately, I do feel like after that point, the movie does fall off a lot. And I'll get into that in just a second, but I will say a lot of people are probably wondering about the return of Tai Lung. He's teased in the trailers. And I actually will say, the way they use him is some of my favorite parts of the whole movie. And I will say there's a couple scenes with him in the third act that I think are generating some controversy from people who haven't even seen the movie, which is ridiculous. I can't believe people are still doing things like that, even though it's been years since stuff has been leaking. I actually loved what they did with him in this movie. And I feel like it's been so long since the first Kung Fu Panda that where they go with him in the third act and some of the interactions he has with Poe feel really fitting for a character that started off as just one of Shifu's apprentices and almost like a son to him. It only makes sense that he would grow to the point where he is by the third act of this movie, and I loved what they did with him, and it was so great hearing Ian McShane back as the character. But unfortunately, I do think this movie had a few very key missing elements that I think really take this movie down from being on the level of first movies, or even really all that memorable for me personally. Number one is I just feel like there was something missing in this movie, and it was really hard to put my finger on exactly what that one thing was. And I think it's just a combination of different things that really combined for a movie that for me felt more like a straight-to-DVD Kung Fu Panda sequel and like a Netflix Kung Fu Panda movie than it did like the Po's next cinematic adventure. And I think a big part of that is the absence of the Furious Five, which I don't know if you could tell, but I thought was clearly a budgetary choice. I think there was a very, very clear place for them in this movie. Scenes that we were cutting back to characters where it should have been the Furious Five, not the ones they focus on, and I'll talk about it in just a second. And while those characters aren't great characters, although I would kind of argue the Tigress, voiced by Angelina Jolie, is legitimately a great animated movie character in a franchise like this, I think the rest of them, while they're not great characters who, you know, you have an emotional investment in, I just think they have such a great dynamic with Poe, and there's just this whole teamwork energy that I really liked, especially about Kung Fu Panda 2, and I think they just bring so much in making this franchise stand out, even if they themselves aren't revolutionary, award-winning, well-written characters. I think they're so essential to the DNA of these movies that completely omitting them felt so wrong to me. And I just couldn't get over it. And honestly, there were multiple times in this movie that I was just thinking, I wish the Furious Five were here. And I think it's a big deal that they're not in this movie. And I feel like people are undervaluing how big of a deal that is just because they don't fit in this adventure ever. Well, I feel like there was clearly somewhere in this movie for them, and it just felt like we don't want to pay Jackie Chan or Seth Rogen or Angelina Jolie, so we're just not going to include them. We're going to shove you this new character who's not all that interesting, and I'll get into that in just a second. And the story as a whole felt so abandoned from the Valley of Peace. The whole threat of the main villain feels so abstract that it's hard to really get the stakes of this movie. Again, I felt zero stakes when it comes to this movie. It was so predictable. And the journey itself didn't really feel personal enough for Poe for me. Again, like I said, I think he has a nice character arc, good for kids to hear and all that. But the emotional depth, and I don't say this lightly, of the first two movies, and when it comes to the first movie, we have Poe's hero's journey. Second film, we have the acceptance of who he is and accepting the fact that he may have not come from, you know, the best background. He may not have had the most, he may have had a very unorthodox childhood being adopted by Mr. Ping. Him accepting that is such a deep and profound and meaningful journey for the character. When it comes to this film, there's really nothing like that. A lot of the emotions feel very hollow. A lot of the payoffs in the third act of this movie are very lackluster. The adventure itself isn't very adventurous. It's very small scale. And again, I just feel like it felt more like a straight-to-DVD Kung Fu Panda sequel because of how detached Poe's arc felt from the actual story of this. It felt like a very lazy way to continue the Kung Fu Panda movies while still coming up with an excuse for a character arc so critics wouldn't complain about the fact that the main character doesn't go through anything. I feel like the story just feels so detached from what I usually want from Kung Fu Panda that it just wasn't very satisfying for me. At least it doesn't repeat what Poe goes through, but it just, the story itself didn't feel like it meant much to the character. And I think that's a big deal. I think the heart and soul of the first two movies, and even to a degree the third movie, felt like it was absent. And that's why I think it kind of feels more like a straight-to-DVD early 2000s Disney sequel than it does, again, Kung Fu Panda 4, like it's being advertised that it is. Although there are some big things to come back, like, again, the return of popular villains. And the new character they introduced, Zhen, played by or voiced by Awkwafina, I thought didn't really work for me. I feel like there were moments where I liked the energy she brought, but the story direction that this film takes, I thought was really flat. And once again, like with Kung Fu Panda 3, my biggest issue is that I just don't like the way they've taken the story. I actually like the concept of Poe having to find a new dragon warrior and having them take up that mantle as he becomes the spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace. I think that's a great direction to go with the character. But where they take that story and how Poe eventually finds his successor, I just think, again, felt very lazy and very half-hearted. I didn't feel like they earned the eventual moment of Poe rising up to something greater. We don't even really get that in this movie. It almost feels like there was more to be told in the initial premise they set up, and they kind of just end in a place that feels very safe. And that's a word that I can definitely use here. This movie is very forgettable. It's safe. It's aimed more towards kids. It isn't really trying to do as much as the first two movies. And Poe's relationship with this new character, I felt it was really uninteresting, kind of like the relationship with his dad in the third movie, where, again, I didn't really like the story direction of that film. I thought it kind of betrayed Poe's arc in the second movie, but also his relationship with his dad, voiced by Bryan Cranston, just felt so empty, hollow, and also very bland compared to his relationship with, say, Shifu or Mr. Ping, even. And again, I don't think the movie earns the payoff in the final moments of this movie at all. And the way it goes in the third act and the note the movie ends on felt very lackluster and underwhelming. And while I think Awkwafina is a talented actress, I just feel like she's not a voice actress and she just stands out so much in the role that it's hard to see the character. And I feel like she's been playing the same character in every single one of the big blockbuster movies she's appeared in. And a lot of her indie movies are very good. I just don't think she really fits in a role like this, and it doesn't help that I don't think the character's written that well, written to really make you like her all that much, and I think that's a huge failure on the writing team's part. And there's also a really bad subplot involving Mr. Ping and Poe's dad, Lee Shan. I just don't understand what was going on there. It took up way too much screen time. It was not funny. And again, that whole subplot I feel like could have been replaced by the Furious Five doing something, and it would have fit with the story because, again, the stakes aren't very well established in this movie at all. And the last thing I'll say is this film just felt like a very lazy attempt to reinvigorate a franchise that hasn't been in theaters for 8 years for the next generation of kids while completely leaving the diehard fans behind. And as someone who's been watching these movies basically since they came out, this just felt like a very underwhelming follow-up and a very, again, forgettable way to try and continue this franchise, maybe, and take it into new directions without characters we love. And that's just not what I want from this franchise. What makes these movies stand out are the characters, even if they're not, well-written, again, award-worthy characters. Just the energy they bring is what makes them stand out. And characters that they introduce in this movie, like Zhen and even the villain, just feel more like standard animated movie characters. And I think because of that, this film has this, again, very forgettable and very mediocre feel that I think has plagued so many Hollywood movies over the past couple of years. That's why I don't think this movie's going to perform that well at the box office at all. So overall for me, Kung Fu Panda 4 felt like a very safe, straight-to-DVD-like, forgettable Kung Fu Panda sequel that misses a lot of the heart and soul of what I loved so much about the first two movies. This film, again, still has fantastic voice acting, particularly from Jack Black. A lot of the animation and action is absolutely stunning, and it's very well paced. There are moments where the nostalgia really hit for me, and moments of where the score really hit. I like the way they used Tai Lung. But the way the story went, the absence of the Furious Five, the lack of a personal journey for Poe that ties into the story, a very disappointing new character, and a very lackluster payoff for that character and what Poe's mission was supposed to be in this movie make for a very disappointing Kung Fu Panda film that is very, I can very confidently say, will be one of my most disappointing, well, for me, one of my most disappointing movies of the entire year. I can't see many more movies coming out this year that have the potential to disappoint me as much as I was by this one. I'm not going to say it was a bad movie. I think if you're a kid who hasn't seen the first three movies and this is your introduction and you don't understand maybe what this franchise started as, I think there's a very good potential of you having a lot of fun with this movie. I feel like this movie is made more for people who are using this as an on-ramp to the franchise, not for people who've been watching it for 15 years. And while that's fine, it does mean that this movie just wasn't really for me anymore. And I feel like this is a far cry from where this franchise started in the first two films. And I really hope if they continue with more, firstly, that it still stays focused on the characters I love, but also that it tries to at least live up to the first two movies, which I think are still infinitely superior to Kung Fu Panda 3 and now Kung Fu Panda 4. I'm gonna give Kung Fu Panda 4 a C+. And this is unfortunately one that I'm just gonna have to recommend that you rent once it hits PVOD platforms, whether that's streaming. If you can get it for streaming, that would be even better. But once it hits digital, like iTunes or whatever, I think you can watch this movie there. I don't think this is one you need to rush out to see. If you're a massive Kung Fu Panda fan, of course you're going to anyways. But I would definitely say set your expectations pretty low, and I think you might have there might be a potential of you having a better time than I did. But yeah, this movie wasn't really what I wanted it to be, and I was pretty disappointed, unfortunately. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, I hope to rank the Kung Fu Panda film sometime within the next 2 weeks. And I'll catch you all next time. Bye bye. Also, try to get my Oscar predictions out this weekend, but no promises.